eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dave's going to make his case for rankings discrepancies versus consensus, and we'll talk about it right now on FFT in 5. All right, here we go, Dave. You are the high guy on four players. On Amon-Ra St. Brown, Deebo Samuel, Josh Jacobs, and Najee Harris. That's compared to Fantasy Pros consensus and to Jamie and Heath. Let's start with Amon-Ra St. Brown. You have him at wide receiver 3 ahead of Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson. Jamie and Heath have Amon-Ra St. Brown at wide receiver 5. Make the case.
First and foremost, let's remind everybody it's April. So there's a lot that can change between now and the time that we all get into draft season. But with Amon-Ra St. Brown, I think he's consistently been one of the top target getters in Detroit. That's basically fact. Last year, just over 10 targets per game, averaged over 20 PPR points per game. I look at him and I see safety. I don't think he's going to start drawing double teams. I don't think that he's going to lose his role in this offense. I think he's going to continue to be an absolute asset for fantasy managers. And he's had pockets each of the prior two seasons, 2022 and 2021, where he's had monster numbers. Last year, he put it all together for a total of 20.7 over the course of the year. I don't see him slowing down.
Deebo Samuel is wide receiver 10 for you in PPR, 14th for Jamie, 17th for Heath, and 15th in the Fantasy Pros consensus rankings. Deebo Samuel, make your case.
This was surprising to me. He had 13 games with Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle. He averaged 16.4 PPR points per game in those games. And obviously without him, he did just fine as well. And he did it without getting a huge target share. He finished up with around 6.7 touches per game. Those rushes definitely helped him out. And he's always going to be good for yards after the catch. That's the name of his game. And as long as the 49ers have the offense that they've got going, I think he's going to be in position to, like Amon-Ra St. Brown, never see double teams, get a lot of numbers, probably be a little more inconsistent than somebody like Amon-Ra St. Brown, but still come through and be north of 15 PPR points per game. That's the new standard that we're looking for from wide receivers who aren't obvious studs. Guys who can end up being north of 15 PPR points per game are guys that you've got to prioritize in your draft. I think Deebo is going to be one of those guys.
Josh Jacobs, as we go to a couple of running backs here. Josh Jacobs is RB7 for you. Heath and Jamie have Josh Jacobs at RB12.
I love the landing spot for Josh Jacobs in this Green Bay offense. Next to Jordan Love, he's going to continue to be the dominator at running back in terms of touches, should get short yardage work. And what's his floor been in Las Vegas? It's been right around 14 PPR points per game. I think he can do better than that. He was a full point better last year in 11 games when he had at least 15 touches. I think he's going to have at least 15 touches in every single game that he's in for the Packers this year. Absolutely expect him to. He's not getting back to where he was. When was it? 2022, when he had 19.3 PPR points per game. That you could bake that into his ceiling, but I think he's going to be pretty safe to be in that 15.5 PPR point range. I don't know how many running backs we can look at and say that they'll definitely be there. The guy I go back and forth with Jacobs is Saquon Barkley. We'll see what ends up happening in Philadelphia and training camp, get a better idea of how that shakes out. If it looks like Saquon's going to get that short yardage role, take a lot of work away from Jalen Hurts, then absolutely Saquon will go ahead of Josh Jacobs. But still, Jacobs, young, talented. I'm putting him ahead for now of ETN, Pacheco, Rashad White, Devon Achane, James Cook. All these guys are ranked ahead of Jacobs by my my compadres here at CBS Sports. And I don't quite see it that way. I think he's a little bit safer. I think he's got good upside. I love the spot that he's in, and he's nowhere close to being old.
Last one is Najee Harris, who you have as RB20. Fantasy Pros consensus rank is 27th for Najee Harris. Jamie and Heath have him 25th, and you're at RB20 for Najee Harris.
I'm plucking him in round six just about every time. Part of it is because the running backs that are left when you get to Najee Harris and everybody else, they're gross. But Najee is the best of the gross guys. I like that after the offensive coordinator got fired last year in Pittsburgh, he averaged almost 14 PPR points per game. A lot of touchdowns, but that's part of what he does. Now we've got Arthur Smith, who's creative as far as developing run games, coming to Pittsburgh. They want to run the football. I think they're going to lean on Najee. I get that he's going to be an unpopular player, and it sounds silly that he's even 20th in anybody's rankings. But I think if he stays healthy, he could end up having a pretty good season, maybe even flirt with 15 PPR points per game. And you can draft him after 50th overall, 60th overall. No questions asked.
That is Dave Richard. I will ask questions, though. I can't promise you the no questions asked part is accurate. But everything else, take to the bank. That's Dave Richard. I'm Adam Azer. We'll talk to you later this week on Fantasy Football Today in 5.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents.
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it up.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10/9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.